Chapter 4.
Let's play 烟上花, and we'll gentle isn't around, and gentle are you around?
Towards Padre de Leyes. The journey to Caucete, where Padre de Leyes is located, was uneventful. It was a typical San Juan morning with cool weather and clear skies. It anticipated a very hot afternoon, very typical of February. The land explorers arrived almost together with the air crew. Quickly, Dr. Apaldetti showed everyone the path proposed by her GPS for the search for Ingentia. She shared the route with the kids and they started walking. The road indicated was a difficult one, and only 4x4 pickup trucks could travel it. After a few hours on the challenging road, the crew was really tired.
How about taking a break?
Suggested Dr. Martinez.
We need to drink water and eat something healthy and energizing.
Thank you, Doc. I'm exhausted.
Exclaimed Sol.
Good. Let's find a nice place in the shade to sit.
Suggested Luna. As there were few trees around, they sat by a mountain, the shadow of which was projected on the dry ground. Once sitting, they decided on the next steps to follow.
Okay, crew. It's important to be patient and stay positive. These expeditions are not easy,
indicated Dr. Apaldetti.
You are right, Ceci. Oops, sorry, I mean doctor,
said Lauti.
No, Ceci's fine. You can call me Ceci,
said the scientist, smiling.
So, now, we'll be getting close to a key area, where not long ago, we found some of Ingentia's relatives, who live here. When we get closer, it is important to be quiet and calm. The members of Ingentia's family are huge, but they are very nice and friendly,
explained Dr. Apaldetti.
Excellent, Doc. We'll take it easy,
promised Sonda. They started singing on their way.
Let's play in San Juan, well, Ingentia isn't around. Ingentia, are you around?
Is that her?
No worries.
Dear Ingentia,
we'll find you somewhere.
Suddenly, they heard a familiar voice from far away.
Shh! Silence, crew!
Said Sona, whose ear was well trained for even the most imperceptible of noises.
Ingentia, can you hear us?
Asked Dr. Martinez.
Isi masu saukitu,
said the faraway voice.
Did you hear that? I think it's Saurian language, but I can't understand it very well,
added Luna.
Yes, I think it's her,
cried Dr. Cecilia.
What a thrill,
yelled Sonda. Full of expectation, they continued asking questions to the mysterious voice, and it answered strange things. But the sound was getting louder and louder. Just around the corner, they could see a very long tail of iridescent colors.
That seems to be Ingentia. We mustn't scare her away,
whispered Dr. Apaldetti.
Oh my gosh, she is really huge,
said Lauti in a very low voice.
What a Saurian! Ingentia is gigantic,
said Sol.
It's my cousin, I'm completely sure,
said Luna, fluttering around.
She has the volcano-like birthmark on her right leg.
Let's get closer, very slowly, and gently speak up to let her know it is us,
suggested Dr. Martinez.
Hello, Ingentia, it's Cecilia. We are here with your cousin, Luna Sauria. We won't hurt you, easy, dino friend.
Startled and a little confused, Ingentia turned and saw the group. She squinted, trying to focus on Dr. Apaldetti's face. Her voice was familiar, but she couldn't remember when or where she had heard it before.
Isi masu sauritu,
said Ingentia in her Saurian language.
What are you doing here, so far away?
She asked, a little scared.
My dearest cousin, you got lost in Moon Valley, and since then, we've been looking for you. What happened?
Luna, my dear Luna, it's true. I left without letting you know. I'm sorry. While we were playing hide-and-seek that night, I ran into a small dinosaur, Aeroraptor, and his gang. They were really mean to me. They made fun of my size and weight, and I felt bad and cried. To calm myself down, I started to walk, and I got as far away as I could.
Oh, really? Mean dinos. I know who they are. They will listen to me when I get back to Ishiwalasto,
declared Luna Sauria furiously. Neither Sonda nor the kids had intervened yet. Sol and Lauti were still shocked by Ingentia's size. Sol whispered something to Lauti related to Ingentia's big feet, which were meant for running faster. But Sonda remained silent and absorbed in his own thoughts. Lauti climbed onto him, hugged him, and asked,
"Everything fine, my friend?"
And when he looked at him closer, he noticed that Sonda's eyes were teary.
"What is it, Sonda, my friend?"
insisted the kid.
"I'm happy and relieved. I didn't tell you, but I thought we would never see Ingentia again. There were many poachers around, and I was scared for her."
"Right, that's true. I hadn't thought about that,"
said Sol, feeling relieved.
"Luckily, Ingentia traveled at night and could hide under the starry night sky, and her companion and guide, the moon,"
sighed Sona in relief.
"The moon? A guide? Come on,"
said Lunasaurya.
"Yes, the moon changes every 7 days and guides travelers,"
explained Sonda.
Well, I think we should go on,"
pointed out Dr. Martinez, who had been checking Ingentia's health, and she was in perfect conditions to continue. Ingentia led the team, and soon they reached the area where her saurian relatives lived. There were many dinos related to our current birds, as well as saurians who were related to crocodiles, lizards, and turtles of all shapes, sizes, and colors. They were all busy eating some giant lettuce leaves, which Dr. Appaldetti called tree ferns. Ingentia introduced them.
"Family, listen up. Your attention, please. These are my friends, Lunasaurya, Sonda, and these two kids are..."
"Sol and Lauti,"
exclaimed Sol while she greeted the saurians and the dinos.
"They've been looking for me because they were worried when I disappeared the other night,"
explained Ingentia.
"Yes, very worried,"
said Luna, relieved.
"Besides, and I don't want to be rude, but I hope you remember, Ingentia, that tomorrow we have a rehearsal for the Sun Parade, and without you, we can't do anything. You are the showpiece of our float, representing Causete, and you carry us all,"
exclaimed Sonda.
"Oh, you are right. I had completely forgotten,"
admitted Ingentia.
"That's fine, cousin. Don't worry. You're safe and sound, and we've found our family. We have to celebrate tonight,"
proposed Luna, thrilled.
"Of course,"
yelled Sol, happily.
"Yes, tomorrow will be another day. We'll go to the rehearsal in Chimbas and everything will go back to normal,"
breathed Sonda, relieved. The scientist organized the camp and the rest helped to set up the tents and start the fire. They had a guitar and could sing songs by the campfire when the sun set. The dinos and saurians lay down, forming a giant protective circle around the humans. And the Sonda wind started dancing and blowing softly, still thrilled by the encounter.
Team, let me know where you have been,"
Ingentia wanted to know.
"Ah, cousin, we visited some awesome places in San Juan. The kids have thousands of pictures. Look,"
said Luna.
"Wow, incredible places. I hope you invite me to see them someday,"
said cousin Ingentia enthusiastically.
"Sure thing. There are still thousands of other places to discover in San Juan,"
commented Sona, who knew every single inch of this land. Sol grabbed the guitar and improvised a song.
"Are you hiding? Are you hiding? Ingentia, Ingentia. Finally we found you, finally we found you. In San Juan, in San Juan."
They all laughed, clapped, and danced to the music. The party continued for some time while they ate a barbecue by the fire. It was getting late and the scientists suggested going to bed. The following day, they had to continue their journey and Lunasaurya, Sonda, and Ingentia had to go to the rehearsal in Chimbas after leaving Sol and Lauti at home.